جشن تا خوشیاں ہی خوشیاں تھی.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program, Mufti Sahib, many have already completed their examinations and many will be completing examinations during this last week. What is Mufti Sahib's advice now that the holidays are going to be coming up?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I answer that, I see one of the brothers just sent me, I think it's the father or mother, our four-year-old son, his beloved name, Muhammad Yahya Jamaluddin. I want you, O parents, O family, look at the name Muhammad, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah, the praised one. Allah praises him the most. So such a wonderful, beautiful name you gave your beautiful, handsome son, Muhammad. Yahya, life. So Allah will give him long life, inshaAllah. Jamaluddin, so that is Allah Ta'ala, Inna Allah Jamilun Yuhibbul Jamal. Allah will give him Shifa Kamil, inshaAllah, through his grace and mercy, and he will fulfill his duty with beauty, and he will serve the deen with Jamal and Jamil, and so forth. So you see, we take tafa'ul, we take a good omen from all three names, Muhammad, Yahya, Jamaluddin. Make dua for him, for your old son. He is in ICU. Allah Jalla Wala give him shifa and make it easy for the parents as well.
Amen.
Simple answer for all of you students, brothers, sisters, elders, whoever is on holiday now. So make your holidays holy days. So how are you going to make it holy days? You, the youngsters, go out 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, 1 month, 40 days in Jamaat. Very good. So remember that you will get orientation in life. How many Jamaats are moving around, mashallah? So excellent. Number two, you don't want to go in Jamaat, go sit by the Sheikh, the true Sheikh. Remember that in the Khanka and so forth. Go spend some time there. Suhbat Sali, Sali Kunan. Suhbat Tali, Tali Kunan. I don't know Farsi, we forgot everything now. So remember few sentences we remember. So if you sit in the company of the pious, then the piety will rub off. You sit in the company of the gangsters, then all those qualities will cease. Will rub off. So go to them. We sit next to the aircon, the fan. Now it's summer, the coolness comes to us. Winter, we sit next to the fireplace, the heater, the warmth comes to us. So similarly here as well. Third one, khayru jalisi kutubi. My best friend are my books. So why you don't read? When last you read something? Iqra. The first word, the first commandment Allah Jalla Wala gave. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter number 96 and verse number 1, Surah Alaq, Iqra, read. As long as we're not going to read, we will always be followers. When you start reading, then you will become the trendsetter. Then you will become the leader. Then Allah will take work from you. Because that knowledge, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, Allah did not command Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask Allah more and more and more. Anything beside knowledge. Surah 20, Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 114. Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Knowledge is an ocean. Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, is not even baligh and mature. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. This is the Hajjatul Wida. In Hajj time, he was not baligh. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, he's not baligh, not mature. But the Habib of Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua for him. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him the deep, profound understanding of Islam. And wa'allimhu ta'wil. Teach him, remember, the knowledge of Quran, the interpretation. He becomes Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. He becomes Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran. Look at his student Tawus. Look at his student Mujahid. Each one of them a star. Remember that. They excelled and so forth. Mujahid passes away in front of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Wahuwa sajidun, while he's performing sajda. Abdullah bin Abbas passes away in the year 68 in Taif. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, performs his janaza salat. Every day learn something new of the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the fiqh and so forth. I got thousands of books, but every day I must read a new book. Why? Because we must learn something new. If I don't learn something new, it's a wasted day in my life. So each one of us, that the holidays are coming, make it holy days. Don't waste time with your movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, all shaitaniyat, all these things, World Cup and so forth. But tell me what benefit is to you. Cricket World Cup came and is gone. Soccer World Cup will come and go. What benefit to you? Your team wins, you're smiling. Your team loses, you're upset. You're swearing your wife, swearing your children. But what they did, they did nothing. So you are the one who are captivated by shaitan and so forth. So therefore, we need to come to our senses and take the du'as of our parents. Today I spoke of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail bin Ibrahim, his name, rahimahullah. In his young, tender age, he becomes blind. Absolutely blind. What devastation for the mother. But whose mother she was? She was Ummul Bukhari. She cried, she turned, petitioned Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, give my son vision and sight. She sees Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam in a dream. Go to your son, Allah will give you bisharat. Allah blessed him with sight and insight and foresight. He became Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, one of the greatest scholars ever regarding the field and discipline of hadith. His student Imam Muslim used to say, one of his greatest students, he said, Da'ani ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, uqabbilu yadayk wa rijlayk ya Amir al-Mu'mineen fil hadith. Oh my Ustaji, you are the master of hadith. Give me permission. I want to kiss your hands and kiss your feet. Imagine what giants they were. We went to his grave there in Uzbekistan and we cry even now. Because how can we thank him for all his contribution to hadith? So therefore, students, don't waste time and kill time. Time wal asri, Allah took an oath on time to show us, inna allaha aqsama ala kulli dhishan. Allah takes qasam and an oath on things that are significant. So surah 103, Allah takes an oath on time. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam says, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties, majority of the people, Muslim, Muslim, male, female, they just squander it and waste it. As-sihhatu wal-faraq, your health and your leisure time. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah, in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the people of Iraq came and they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we want Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he must come to Iraq. He said, how can I give you? He's the mufti, he's the faqih, he's the giant. He said, we want him. They begged Sayyidina Umar. He said, take him. Athartukum ala nafsi. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud teaching hadith. You know how many students attended his lesson? 4,000 students. They had no mic. They didn't have all the gadgets we have. 4,000 people, 4 million people can hear you one time. Nay. So one group would write, they would send the notes to the second, third, fourth, and 100th group like that. So the notes would be passed on and on and on. Your whole fiqhul Hanafi is based on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Imam Abu Hanifa, then Hammad, then Ibrahim Nakhi, then Alqama, Aswad, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is there interested in all this? Hanafi fiqh is called fiqh ahlil Iraq. That Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, when the sun was setting, his face used to become somber and serious. His students would ask him, O Ustaji, O Sheikh, why your face becomes so somber? He said, نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. My lifespan is decreasing. I'm going nearer to my grave, to death. But my righteous deeds are not increasing. Do we even think like this one day in our life? Allama Nawawi, you see now is November, December, Bukhari khatam, Mishkat khatam, Riyadu Salihin khatam. Go read Allama Nawawi's life. He never got married. He used to eat one meal a day. At the age of 45, he passes away. He left such a legacy for this ummah in this day and this age. You put all the scholars together, we can't do what Allama Nawawi did. Go study fiqh Shafi'iyya. A'alamun nas bi mazhabi Shafi'iyya. The greatest person after Imam Shafi'i, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. They told him, Sheikh, you don't get married. You don't eat. What's wrong with you? He said, show me the time. I eat one meal a day. I am not saying don't get married, don't eat. I'm saying make qadr and appreciate this time. Don't waste your time, my youngster. Time is too valuable. This time is the container. You can pour zamzam in it or you can pour alcohol in it. It is your choice. You make up your mind which side you want to go.
Mufti Sahib, how many fard of farais are there in Umrah?
Remember, in Umrah, you have to make tawaf. That is compulsory. 7 times you go around the Baytullah. Obviously, before that, you must be in the state of ihram, in the state of consecration. So you, the man, you remove all your clothing, underwear, everything. You wear your 2 towels, and then you go. And the women, you in your normal clothes. For you women, remember 2 laws regarding ihram. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu Allah alayhi sallam said, وَلَا تَلْبَسُ الْقُفَّازَيْنِ Hadith Bukhari Sharif, you can't wear gloves while you are in the state of ihram. وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُ الْمُحْرِمَةِ That the woman in ihram should not wear niqab. That does not mean her face must be open in front of all and sundry. When you are with the women, you keep your face open. You with your husband, you with your brother, and your maharim people, you can't marry, so you keep the face open. When you are in the presence of ajan, if strange man, then the face must be covered. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha mentions, hadith, remember in Abu Dawood, when the Rukban and the people, strangers would pass, we used to cover the faces. Asma, radiallahu anha, she says, Asma bint Yazid, she says that in what time of Malik, kunna nukhambiru hujuhana, we used to cover our faces when the strange men used to come and so forth. So when you study Quran, hadith, you don't take one verse in one hadith is a jumping. You have to look at it holistically. So that is for you, and you must cover your feet also, all you ladies, when you're going for Umrah and so forth, because you know that the men will touch your toes and your feet. That's haram, obviously. So make sure you cover your feet, and thereafter you make tawaf 7 times 7 rounds. The non-Muslims say, why are you going round and round? So we ask them, when your clothes are dirty, you place it in a washing machine, it goes round and round, and then comes out pure and clean. So when the Muslim goes round and round the Baytullah, man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummuhu, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, who performs tawaf around the Baytullah 50 times, every tawaf comprises 7 rounds, so 350 times you will go round the Baytullah, you come out so pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. You read 2 rakat salat, Hanafis say is wajib, Shafis and them say is sunnah, and then the sa'i is compulsory 7 times, Safa to Marwa 1, Marwa to Safa 2. You will start at Safa, end at Marwa, and then the men shave your hair. Hadith Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Rahimallahu al-Muhalliqeen, al-Muhalliqeen, al-Muhalliqeen. Shave your hair and you will get optimum, maximum reward. Wal-Muqassireen, and those who trim the hair. You, my sisters, mothers, daughters, you just take all your hair, turn it around your finger 1 inch, and you cut it yourself also, totally permissible. So these are the things that are compulsory to come out of ihram. And remember that it's better to make more and more tawaf compared to making more and more umrah. So these are the basic things you should learn. You're going now in December, January. So show respect to the Haramain Sharifain and spend your time correctly and don't kill time and waste time.
Well, what advice does Mufti Saab have, especially for many that are going to be traveling during the holidays, whether it's by plane, whether it's vehicle, over long distances, Mufti Saab, when it comes to Salah?
First thing you must remember is this: make sure the place you are going is a halal place. Don't go there because of the vices. Say, no, I want to go to Las Vegas. I want to go check out the casinos there. I want to go to ABC place. Why? I want to check out the ladies there. You see, people got hidden agenda today. I want to go check the movies there and so forth. So all that obviously is haram. Second one is this, we must be particular about our salat. Chapter 23, verse number 10, Allah speaks about the true qualities, about the true believers. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ The true pakka, satya, true devoted, dedicated Muslim, Muslima are those who guard their salat. They read their salat with safar wal hadar, whether they're traveling or at home, and they are sure they're reading it properly on time. See, we travel so many countries with Allah's help. Not once I can remember, maybe one time, but 99% of the time that we had to read our salat sitting and so forth. Always I would wait and then I just tell them I'm going to read salat. They will say, sure, sure, sure. They will give me the blanket many a time. They will take me and tell me read here and so forth. Sometime that steward or whatever you want to call them, the man, they'll tell me, come, I read salat with you. That also happened. So then I and my wife, sometime we make jamaat also. I'm in front and my wife at the back. So you must stand and read your salat. You must face Qibla. If you are able and capable to stand and you sat and read, or you didn't face Qibla, so then that salat you must repeat after you have reached your destination. I repeat that if you did not face the Qibla, or you were not standing, you were sitting, but you could stand, you're not old, you're not sickly, then that type of salat you must repeat. And make sure, now see, easy example. We use this as a case study. People, thousands, millions of them, November, December, January, going for Umrah. And what you see? You will see majority of them, Umrah most to most is Sunnah. It's not compulsory like Hajj. So what will happen? Zuhur will go, Asr will go, Maghrib, Isha. You say, no, taya kare. On Sal Rahmak, we'll fix up, we'll make qada. So that type of Umrah, Allah's curse is on you. That you're going to fulfill a Sunnah, but you missed out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Salat. So instead of having the mercy of Allah, Allah's curse is on that person. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you land up straight in Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ And they said, we never read Salat. You know, I used to take so many chances. They in Moscow, St. Petersburg, they in China. We don't know, and I don't know one word of Russian and Chinese. I tell my wife, just read it. What we worry about these people? So we read, and nowhere we got into trouble. And everywhere there's cameras. They just see one old man there with his wife, and they reading and so forth. They never came with their guns blazing or anything. And even if they come, remember, by the time they come and all it will be finished, it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes finished. So, you know, Charles de Gaulle Airport. So I never went to France for that reason. So Charles de Gaulle Airport, I had to transit from one place to another. It was Ramadan time. So I was there just for maybe an hour or something. So I told my wife, you just wear your niqab. I want to see what happens. Then sunset came. We read our Maghrib Salat. We made iftar. We read Maghrib Salat. So some Arab brothers were coming out. And they said, Saim, ya Sheikh, you were fasting. I said, yes. They went quickly, brought more chows and food and they gave us and that. Then that French guy came, the official. He saw me with my big beard and topi and kurta. He saw my wife with the niqab and that. Said, you fasting? I said, yes. He said, please, man, that you enjoy your meal and everything and make yourself comfortable. They didn't tell us anything. But I didn't enter. I was just at the airport. I was very surprised, you know. So we must not compromise on our religion. We went here to reunion. So my co-artists there, they said, tell your wife no niqab, no nothing here. It's 200 euros, fine, and long story. So I said, fine. For Mauritius, we flew. So when we went, I told my wife, you know the story. She said, you don't worry. So when we came there, then she opened her niqab and she had a health mask on. So those two whiteys, they just looked at her. And I'm also looking at her because I see what the thing she pulled out, you know. So they couldn't say anything, you know. And then he just went and said. So I told her, Poppy, you made me so happy. What I must give them 200 euros? I give you 200, 500 euros. You see. So the problem is, from the start we don't want to practice, and therefore we look for excuses. If we make that azam, that firm intention, Surah 65, verses 2 and 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that, Ya Allah, that I want to practice on your deen, Allah will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, Allah will give you so much risk and sustenance that you don't know from which corner and where it's coming. So that is our message, my brothers and sisters, especially when you are in the holidays, traveling here and there. But today what we do, that the Kala who wore parda niqab the whole year, she's busy in the pool with a bikini. You see, and the brother whole year he's busy with his salat and everything. He got his swimming costume on. He's busy ogling. I say, I tell, oh, haru lage. You see, so that is where all the problems come about. Allah give us tawfiq. I think it's time for nasiha.
Jim of this sub, time for nasiha.
Right, before I forget, let me tell you, Jazakallah khair. You're doing good job, mashallah. Allah reward you and your family. Quickly, let me run through with our program. Brother Tobela gave me 4 p.m. will be the news with brother Uwaisi. Uwaisi is very busy now. He's married. You know, I see that he's coughing a lot. So I asked him, you're taking too much baths or what's the story? Anyway, so Uwaisi will render the news at 4 o'clock. Thereafter, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and then the Adhan. And then will be 4 to 5, Sheikh Hanif Loharwi, Qalb Ki Islah. So try and reform our hearts. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. 5 to 6 will be Mona Ilyas Patel, preparing ourselves for the year after. And 6 to 7, Mona Zahid Khan and myself, wonderful lesson, Akika. So that's very important for all of us. 7 to 8, Masjid Ke Adab, Etiquette of the Masjid, Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi. 8 to 9 is a double header. So the 8 to 8.30 after the third program, 8 to 8.30, will be report back, and that will be where we went and all that, the repeat. And thereafter, another half an hour, the injunction of hijab and parda by Maulana Dawood Siddat. So between 8 and 9 is a double header. 9 to 10, after the Isha Adhan, the repeat of the discussion, Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Kareem. 10 to 11, Sheikh Ahmed Didat, Rahimullah. So you listen to that, interesting. 11 to 12, Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. So inshallah, Allah, we got 1-2 minutes left. We must thank all the directors and all our people. So we must thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the entire Capital Group, all the directors of Radio Al Ansar International, and Allah reward you, your families. My brother Faisal Asmal and his son Yusuf Asmal, Allah Ta'ala reward you of Sirius FM. Our Maulanas, all of them, we have to thank them. Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, Maulana Abdul Aziz Amot, and our Bhuti Ghani, our brother Muhammad Khan of Lanesia. And our, you know, Salahuddin is also there. Our Hafiz Mohsin Randeri, mashallah, he's getting upgraded now to what? Now G4 or G5 or something. Inshallah, there will be an extension in the family. Allah make it easy. So for them, inshallah. And then we thank all the people who are our brothers here. Ahmed Day, Aslam Day, Ibrahim Day, and our Haji Ismail Osman of Farmers Garage here, and so many other people. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. In my 1-2 minutes left I got of Nasiha, my advice to you is this. Remember, as Muslims, we are facing so many challenges. You heard what they said when they released the crime statistics. They said kidnapping, hijacking is 100% higher compared to last year. And then I was hearing one of those white guys speaking on another radio station, and he said, in analyzing the whole statistics, he said, majority of the targets are Muslim. Listen carefully what I'm saying. He said, majority of the targets are Muslim. So where does that leave us? No one can help us. The politicians are not interested. They're interested in their December conference. The police are not interested. They just want bribe, most of them. So we have to connect ourselves, recharge our batteries of Iman, how we keep on charging our cell phone. So connect ourselves to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Connect ourselves to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was doing tafsir. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينَ. That is the beauty of Quran. So normal tafsir will be, he Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu salam on the horizon. The Ashiqana translation will be, the lover's translation, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the nur of him and his message traveling throughout the whole world. So we got the nur and the message of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take the best and share it with the rest. That is our message of Ummah. May Almighty Allah reward you. Make dua for the sinner. Inshallah, before Asr Salat, that we will send out the podcast. My brother Tobela will prepare it in four parts. And now we go for the news with brother Uwaisi and then my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala. So Wednesday we will be in Freyheit, Thursday Denhauser, Friday inshallah Dundee, and I don't know Pomeroy, the Dokra sort it out. And Friday night Newcastle, Saturday Sunday Newcastle. But inshallah Aziz, Jazakallah khair to you Hafiz Wadi, my brother Tobela. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations.